Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March convention as Safeguard Our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this hour number one, Monday, December 29, 2025 edition. Text messages coming in that we may have lost power out at the transmitter site. I just texted my engineer, Del Reynolds, waiting for a response. Floyd and Karen, we hear you on your website. Barb Ajima says, tune in is up. We hear you there. Del Reynolds is responding, saying he will check and let me know. Very good. Greatly appreciate that. Kind of a couple more stories today having to deal with courts and different cases coming up. Kind of interesting. In that same appellate court, appeals court says observation of drunkenness at home justifies later a traffic stop. An officer was justified in stopping a vehicle whose driver he had observed being intoxicated at home about 1 hour prior. The Michigan Court of Appeals held last Tuesday. In a 2-1 published decision authored by appeals judge Christopher Yates, 2-1 held that given the totality of the circumstances, Pinckney police officer Raymond Prater, who observed the defendant in a drunken state at a private home, had, quote, reasonable suspicion to believe the driver may have still been drunk, intoxicated, while leaving the house and driving, even though the officer did not observe any suspicious driving when he pulled the gentleman over. Appeals Judge Adrian Young disagreed, holding that the officer's observations at the home were, quote, stale by the time of the traffic stop. Young agreed with the lower court that the traffic stop was based on a hunch. She noted the majority acknowledged that it was insufficient to rise to the level of reasonable suspicion in order to make the required traffic stop. Well, as a result, Young would have affirmed the district court's order dismissing the charge of operating a vehicle while intoxicated. You see, the case was brought by a prosecutor. Went to the district court first, and they threw out the charges. Well, the prosecutor wasn't happy with the district court's decision and appealed it to the appellate court. Well, here is the bottom line meat of the case. And this is the reason the one Judge Young dissented. Here, the strong smell of intoxicants and the admission of drinking occurred an hour or so before the traffic stop. Is that recent enough? Quoting and citing a Missouri appeals case in which the court held that 45 minutes to 60 minutes of a gap before driving was too long to rise to the level of reasonable suspicion. And here's the other problem she had with the case. the gentleman who was driving the vehicle was not displaying any signs of suspicious driving activities. He was driving the car totally fine. Well, Kevin Gentry of Livingston County's Gentry Nelly Law Firm said he will file an application to appeal this to the Michigan Supreme Court. Livingston County prosecutor Carolyn Henry said she is satisfied with the court's decision and their legal analysis, but she cannot comment further due to ongoing prosecution of the case. Well, the case is going to return to district court for a pretrial hearing and further proceedings. The attorney said that they will have filed the application to go to the Michigan Supreme Court before then. Well, in the case itself, back on April 6, 2023, to a call at a private residence regarding, quote, a drunk person who had gotten injured, end quote, which was said to the dispatcher. Well, the officer and another officer spoke with Anderson. This is the person who was drunk and then later drove the vehicle. When they did speak with Anderson at the home, they both wrote in their notes that he appeared to be intoxicated. And the officer said that he had admitted to been drinking alcohol. Well, less than an hour later, Prater saw a vehicle and learned in checking the plates that, in fact, it was registered to Anderson. Based on his belief, Anderson was still intoxicated while at the home. Prater conducted a traffic stop and discovered, in fact, that Anderson was, in fact, the driver. The stop, Prater testified, was the fact that it was predicated on the driver's backtracking as he traveled throughout the village, and because the driver made an abrupt right-hand turn when he saw a marked police vehicle. Well, I got a very simple question. He must not have been drunk when he saw the police car and made an abrupt right-hand turn. Obviously, he had enough mental awareness to try to avoid the police officer. Well, later in court, Prater did admit that he observed no traffic violation and alleged that the abrupt turn involved Anderson even using his turn signal in advance and making the legal right-hand turn. He even hit the brakes because the brake lights were activated and slowed down before completing the turn. Well, as a result of that testimony, the district court dismissed the charges back in August of 2023, holding that Prater, the officer, lacked probable cause or reasonable suspicion to effectuate the traffic stop. Circuit Court denied the prosecutor's appeal in January 2024, which led to this being appealed to the Michigan Appeals Court. Again, holding that the evidence as testified to in court didn't support the court filing. Very interesting. So now this will go to the Michigan Supreme Court. Again, Michigan Appeals Court got it wrong. Even though it was less than an hour or whatever, while the guy was apparently drunk at home, he somehow recovered and was able to drive the vehicle without probable cause or reasonable suspicion to even be pulled over. So we'll see where this case goes. Now, another short story, and this is talking about laws and care. Senate Bill 483. December 16th, 13 days ago, while still in session, the Senate passed with no votes cast on a bill that was sponsored by Senator Rosemary Barra, Democrat of Keego Harbor. In her bill, she wants Michigan to have a 13-member task force dedicated to expanding public access to certain medical care that would be provided by a medical specialty facility dedicated to relieving stress and symptoms of serious mental illnesses. The Center to Advance Palliative Care back in 2014 said that 90 million Americans live with serious illnesses, a number that's expected to more than double over the next 25 years due to baby boomers aging. Serious mental illnesses are part of the aging process. They even found that the care was required also due to other types of disease. Lung cancer patients being depressed and surviving 2.7 months longer after being treated via chemotherapy or radiation. Boyer's proposal again passed in the Senate. Jim Bumstead and Michelle Hatenga and Jim Runstead sat on the House Government Ops Committee, sent the bill now to the House Government Operations Committee. So evidently the bill has bipartisan support and will now be going to the House. Final segment of our number one today show. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com. This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Again, just kind of wrapping up some loose ends, certain stories on certain bills that we are looking at, been following, moving through the process now headed into next year. And it's kind of interesting because a lot of these bills seem to be bipartisan. So I'm not really sure why they didn't get through the process at the end of the year before they left for winter break. Bill appears to have passed the Senate on December 16th, but it went to House committee. Did not go to the House floor for a vote. So we'll see where this goes and continue. Like I said, it's on the watch list. Now, one of the things that we want to make sure that you're aware of is these cases, different rulings, because they do affect part of our listening audience. May not apply to your community. I apologize, but we do have people in Kent County and other surrounding areas. So I'll get into this story here. We may not have time to finish it up. We'll continue in the next hour. A judge ruled that the state's health department must maintain its performance-based foster care model and prospective payment system in Kent County. Court of Claims Judge Christopher Yates held that the state statute obligates the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services to implement a prospective payment system as part of a state-administered performance-based child welfare system in counties with the population size of Kent County. However, Yates sided with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services in denying the West Michigan Partnership for Children, the WPC's request, which ordered the state to enter into a contract with the WPC. Yates said it is the department's discretion to implement the legislatively mandated system, quote, on its own without involvement from the WPC, and stated that he, as the judge, lacked the legal authority to mandate a contract between the two parties. In his ruling, Judge Yates said the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services' discretion to implement the legislatively mandated system by entering into a contract would require me to oversee the statute and its requirements. So the 10-year history that the program holds with the private agency foster care providers must be maintained in Kent County. Yates' order closes the lawsuit, but he retained jurisdiction to be able to reopen the case if the Department of Health and Human Services fails to fulfill its obligations. In closing, he said the West Michigan Partnership for Children's Organization contracts with five private agencies to provide foster care services for children. Said it was a pilot program that was created to address issues in the state's child welfare system following a federal case. In addition, it received $30 million in annual appropriations from Lansing. Because the department did not enter into a new grant agreement with the WMPC effective September 30th, which led to the lawsuit, does not mean that it still does not have legal standing. Instead, Department of Health and Human Services transitioned Kent County to the same model that other counties use. And the judge expressed concern that at least one Kent County program was not implemented during that transition. Finally, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services' decision to cut off the WMPC with no meaningful transition period without the capability to administer the programs could make the children vulnerable. And that's very troubling, to say the least, said Judge Yates in his opinion. So we'll continue to follow this one as well. Man, that list is getting longer and longer. Just in closing, fiscal year 2026 appropriations that were signed by the governor's budget did include both the House and Senate proposed budgets funding for the program. However, upon final review before signing the budget, the governor vetoed the appropriation, and therefore the funding for the WMPC was technically eliminated. Bottom line, the state's attorney argued that they are capable of still providing foster care services in Kent County, but just under a different model. Right now, they service 426 children in their foster care program. So again, we'll continue to follow it. Top of the hour break, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-23-